Thank you, Brother Will. We can get these fluorescents off. I tell you what, even on the 4th of July, it's nice to, I can sense the presence of God, isn't it? No better place to be is than in His presence. Let's just start to pray in the Holy Ghost as we're waiting on Sister Crystal gets ready. I just get up and walk or kneel or do whatever you got to do.
Okay. Praise the Lord. You can turn this down just a wee bit. Why don't you open your Bibles real quick? Hallelujah. This is good on 4th of July, isn't it? Amen. Jesus is still Lord, isn't he? Open your Bibles up to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. It says, stand fast, therefore, in the what? In what? Today is the 4th of July, right? And all over the country we're celebrating what? Our country's what? Freedom and liberty and justice for all. Amen. So let's look at this scripture in Galatians chapter 5. It says, stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law. Now, I do want you to skip on down. I tell you what, Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of the righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well. Somebody said did. Somebody said you used to. We were talking on Sunday morning about forfeited salvation, how you start out away. It's one thing to start out, but you want to finish. Amen. Now, Paul is telling this group of people, say, listen, you did run well. Who did it hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. Somebody say, a little leaven. Leaven if the whole lump. It doesn't take a lot of mess to get something started. Amen. Somebody say, just a little bit will mess up everything. Okay. I have confidence in you, though, through the Lord, that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. For I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off which trouble you. For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. We've been talking about holiness. Amen. Now, Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only not use your liberty for an occasion of the flesh. We have a lot of freedom in this walk with Jesus Christ. We can do just about everything. Amen. But in this liberty that we're given, amen, and this freedom, you know, God's not over us with some sledgehammer. Amen. We don't want to use this liberty to provoke our flesh to live unrighteously before God. Amen. There are a lot of people, you know, these are the last and evil days, and we got to walk circumspectly in those days. Amen. People take things so lightly in the last day. Amen. But Jesus is coming. And they say, I don't have to go to church. I don't have to pray. I don't have to read my word. I don't have to do any of these things. We got all these liberties. You don't have any rules, regulations, nothing you have to do like the old law. Amen. You don't have to do everything they had to do. Amen. Because you got liberty. Well, we don't want to take that liberty that Jesus has given us. Amen. For an occasion for us to develop a fleshly life. Amen. But by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed of one another. This I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, walk in the flesh, and you're going to fulfill your fleshly desires. You know, the only antidote is not wanting. A lot of people think that just because they don't want to walk in the flesh is going to stop them from walking in the flesh. A lot of people say, I don't want to live wrong. I know the truth and I want to live the right way. Well, that's not enough to do it. Amen. Everybody, me sitting up here preaching the truth, and everybody say, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. That is not enough to keep you out of the flesh. The only way to stay out of the flesh, amen, to stay out of trouble, amen, is to walk in the Spirit. And when people refuse to walk in the Spirit, they're going to develop a fleshly mindset. Amen. How many have met Christians? Carnal. Some people call them carnal Christians. I think that's kind of weird, you know, but they're just so carnally minded because they refuse to walk in the Spirit. If you are a born again believer, God has designed you to walk in the Spirit so that you won't fulfill every little fleshly desire that comes up in your head. People think too much. Amen. And this thing is beyond our thinking capacities. Amen. People make all kind of weird, bizarre decisions based on what's in their head other than what the Holy Ghost is saying on the inside. Everybody say, walk in the Spirit. You know, all these things, people come up with all kind of crazy ideas every day, every week, you know, on what we want to do. You know what? But the Holy Ghost will lead us and guide us into all truth. So say, walk. Walk on in the Spirit. And you won't get off into the flesh. You know, it doesn't take a little. Somebody say, a little bit. Somebody say, just a little. Just a little bit of fleshliness. Amen. Just a little bit of mess will leaven the whole lump. Amen. You got to keep the flesh under. Do you hear what I'm saying? It starts a little bit. I woke up one morning and it was just so strange. I felt like the Holy Ghost was asking me a question. And he said, what would happen if someone refused to just stop eating? What happens if you just stop eating? Or if you just refuse to go to the restroom. Now people say that's really gross and that's really bizarre, but that was a question I was like, what will happen if someone didn't go to the restroom? They'd die. If someone refused to eat, they'd do what? They'd die. And everybody knows that, so everybody usually cops a meal. Do you hear? Did everybody eat today? Anybody forget to eat something today? How many of you forgot to eat this week? I mean, it just slipped your mind. And when you have to go to the restroom, what do you usually do when you know you have to go? Do you put it off? I mean, I'll just hold off a couple days and I'll pick it up when I get the chance to do it. How many of you think that way? Come on. Oh, it's really not necessary. It's not necessary. Well, this was the kind of the thing the Holy Ghost was saying. He said, listen, until you develop your faith life, and you're so motivated by the Spirit as you are in the flesh to do fleshly things, amen, you'll never develop this spiritual life that God is talking about. You need to have just as much of the Word of God as you do as natural bread and water and meat, amen? I mean, people eat three times a day, but we can go 6 months without really, amen, getting our hearts straight with God. Or a positive confession. We think all of these things we've got to have. All of these things are so important for us. We are so fleshly minded instead of spiritually led. And you can really tell that kind of stuff when holidays roll around. When people start prioritizing things. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Well, we're going to shut down this and shut down this because it's the 4th of July. Jesus is still Lord. You know, and I can celebrate the 4th of July just right here and talk about liberty. Amen. It's all wrapped up into this. We're not missing anything. This is where the celebration is. Amen. This is liberty. This is what we're set free from. Do you hear what I'm saying? There's no greater place to be than in His presence. Glory to God. Amen. And we wonder why people aren't able to escape. Going back to that again, it's because of spiritual neglect. Spiritual neglect causes us to refuse to walk in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, to consult the Holy Ghost on what we should do on a day-to-day basis. Somebody said, well, that's a bondage. That's a bondage. Well, Holy Ghost, what do you want me to do today? What is your leading today? How do you want me to flow today? You know, God will lead you if you give Him just a little bit of time to do it, amen? He'll just cause your day to just go smoothly through. That's walking in the Spirit, amen? Are y'all enjoying this just a little bit? It says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And you can tell when somebody's in the Spirit and when somebody's in the flesh. Amen. The flesh lusteth against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. So it says there's a war going on. On the inside. Yes, there is. You just can't do every little crazy thing that pops in your head. Amen. But if ye be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Somebody say manifestation. This is still good right now. This is how you find out if you're in prison, if you really have liberty and you don't have liberty. I'll tell you what. It says, now the work of the flesh are manifest, and which are these? Adultery. Somebody say adultery. Well, people say, you know, I'm going to go there. If you have a mate that chooses not to be with you, you're free. I tell you what. Amen. But if you just get sick of being with the one you're with and want to find somebody else, amen, and you think you're going to wait 6 months and pick somebody else up after that, amen, I don't care what church you get married in, you're an adulterer. That's wrong. And why do we have so much divorce in America today? You know, even though people got rings on their fingers, amen, 1,001 rings on their finger and all these things, why? Because people refuse to walk in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And they refuse to let the Word become solid and foundational in their life. God has a high plan for us. Now, nobody's going to hold you subject to the things that happened in the past. Amen? Amen? If divorce has come up, glory to God, get over it. You see? And Jesus cleanses you from all sin. But whatever you put a ring on the finger next time, you better keep it forever. We've made it so easy to live in the flesh. Amen? And wonder why we don't reap the benefits that God has for us. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry. Everybody say idolatry. See, we get so proud of every little thing. I get nervous sometimes when people get so proud of stuff. Idolatry. We can get so proud of the way we set things up. You know, we can get so, I'm very patriotic. Amen. But you know what? Pride is pride. Hallelujah. I'm glad to be a part of the kingdom of God, you know. And I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be a Christian. I tell you that. Amen. I thank God for what this country has done. And I believe in taxes and all that other stuff. But I'm glad about Jesus. Amen. There's so many idealistic, you know, and people raise up idols in their life, you know. And many times the things that we worship and the thing that we put our stamp of approval on can be so contrary to Scripture and so contrary to God. Thou shalt have no graven images before me, the Bible says. But sometimes it's all right. My. Somebody say, witchcraft. Say it again. Why do we get witchcraft? Because people refuse to walk in the Spirit. People refuse to walk in the Spirit. Witchcraft. Hatred. There's hatred all over our nation. There's hatred everywhere you go. This one can't stand, this group can't stand that group. Another group can't stand, they're killing over here, killing over there. Why? Because people refuse to walk in the Spirit. Amen. So if you got a problem with hatred in your life, amen, you can't get over certain things. Somebody say, walk in the Spirit. And the Bible says you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Glory to God. That means that once you get Jesus on the inside of you, there's, you know, he'll change different things on the inside of you where you couldn't stand different people groups. Somebody say amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Somebody say the Spirit on the inside of you doesn't have that problem. So when people come and say, listen, I got this problem real quick. Somebody say, well, you need to get in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost doesn't have that problem. You can hear people are so full of the Holy Ghost, you know, and still have some of these things on the inside. I don't know if it's the Holy Ghost they're full of. Somebody say, glory to God. If we walk in the Spirit, amen. It's time to stop walking in religion, tradition, amen, and what we understand to be Christian, amen. But we got to be led by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, amen. Ooh, glory to God. There's a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. The power to let God be God. Amen. I'm so sick of people putting their stuff in God's business. Amen. Hallelujah. We make things so easy. I'll just move here, there, anywhere. That's not God. The Holy Ghost will lead you where you should be. Amen. I mean, we trade in churches like we're trading in cars. Amen. It's about commitment. Amen. It's about standing in there and hanging out there and being led by the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's beyond what you can't live anything out of your head. You got to live it out of the Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're learning something tonight. Somebody say, it's the 4th of July. Jesus came to set us free. Amen. He came to set us free. Amen. It's He sent His word, and His word healed every one of their diseases. Amen. And if you want to do anything for your country, let Jesus Christ reign in your heart. Amen. And preach the truth, and it'll change things that the government can't change. Glory to God. It'll change some things that guns and weapons can't change. It'll change things that money can't change. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Do you hear what I'm saying? If you want to make a difference in the nation, put your flag up and get on your knees. Glory to God. And pray. If my people, which are called by name, will humble themselves and pray, then will they hear from heaven and heal the land. Do you hear what I'm saying? Glory to God. When we going to learn? Amen. When we going to learn? Glory to God. When we going to learn to take this thing down in the spirit of the Holy Ghost? Anytime. It's only been revivals, true moves of the Holy Ghost, that's changed the character and the nature of our country. Do you hear what I'm saying? In the 70s, there was a big demonic thing going on, but there was a move of God's grace, the love, amen, the Jesus people sent love, and it changed the very factor of our nation. Amen. Way back down there which started when our nation had the problem with slavery, glory to God. It was Jesus that made a difference. Amen. Some Christian people said that wasn't right. Amen. And then we got these abolitionists out there. Somebody said it was Jesus. It was Jesus that did it. Amen. Those things that we can't change, that are greater than us, that are bigger than us. Amen. If we get into the spirit, God will fix it. Amen. God will fix things that we can't afford. Hallelujah. Amen. Hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies. Envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in times past, that they which do such things, so I say, when you do this kind of stuff, you don't inherit the kingdom of God. Somebody says, no, I'm saved from that. No. When you live according to the flesh, you don't inherit the kingdom of God. Do I get to go to heaven? I didn't say that. Glory to God. I'm just saying there's going to be some kingdom promises and some things that you're not going to reap because of your hang-ups. Oh, glory to God. People don't want to hear that. I'm still in the New Testament, aren't I? Everybody go back and check these books. Galatians is still New Testament, isn't it? It says, listen, as I told you in time past, that means he said it before, and he's saying it again, glory to God. That means he was sure of what he was saying. That they which do, somebody say, what you do, determines what you inherit. Not necessarily what you believe all the time. Glory to God, you can believe anything, but what you do. It says, listen, those which do such things, hallelujah, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That means you can do something in order to get something. Faith without works is dead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe God's going to start preaching the truth across this nation and stomp out religion. Glory to God. Stomp out miseducation. Do you hear what I'm saying? And ignorance. Amen. The truth of this word will be spoken. Glory to God. All throughout the land. Amen. Even in the Bible Belt. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My. I'm glad to be a part of the kingdom of God and speak the truth. Glory to God. I believe God's given us a message to the Pharisee. Glory to God. And sent us right down to the buckle of the belt. Do you hear what I'm saying? You don't got it all together. You need Jesus. Glory to God. If this is the Bible Belt, what is it surrounding? Hatred, variance, strife, and all this mess. Glory to God. Who's wearing it? Somebody say, preach, Brother Rod. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know a tree by the fruit it bears. Glory to God. And we're here to tell the truth. Somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't want to hear what you say. I want to see the way you live. Glory to God. I want to see the fruit of it. Amen. I'm so tired. Glory to God. I feel like preaching down the 4th of July. Somebody say, glory to God. It's more than a fish on the back of your car. I see more Christian bumper stickers and more Christian banners and posters and big signs and everybody's got a what would Jesus, WWD something on their wrist. And I've never seen more witches and hatred. and unrighteousness in all my life, right here in the middle of the mess. Do you hear what I'm saying? But we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus can do better than that. He can. He can. Glory to God. He can. My God, if we had that many Christians, the Bible said one will put 1,000 to flight, and two will do what? My goodness, we should have a whole lot more flying than, with all these little bumper stickers. Do you hear what I'm saying? It don't match up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm preaching revival tonight. That's what the nation needs. Amen. This country needs a move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But before we can move anything, we got to repent. Amen.
Yeah.
If any man must come to God, he must believe that he is. You got to, first of all, confess where you're at. Somebody got to tell you what's up. You know, you don't have it all together. You need a move from the Holy Ghost. And everybody's saying, we need Jesus to roll through the country so everybody can be just like us. You ain't going to change nothing. Judgment must begin in the house of God, or so-called. Amen. House. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Those that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Somebody say, but. Oh, hallelujah. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. See, you can people can hang in there when the Holy Ghost is in control. Amen. Amen. When the Holy Ghost is in control, you can hang on in there. You can make it. Do you hear what I'm saying? God will do that with it. It's not difficult. Glory to God. Somebody said, just switch it on over. Amen. Switch into the other self. Amen. When you walk in the Spirit, this is what naturally happens. Amen. Gentleness, goodness, and faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Meekness, self-control, against such. Somebody say, against such is liberty. There's freedom. There's no limitation. Amen. The devil can't take you to court on any issue when you run on, when you walk in this stuff. Do you hear what I'm saying? La babadashtite la burasamahai. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Now, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh and the affections and lusts. See, it's not enough to crucify the flesh, but you got to let the affections go. You can't even like it anymore.
Amen.
Amen. You can't even think a certain way about it. Amen. And all the lusts that go with it. Somebody say, if.
Yeah.
Somebody say, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Glory to God. Every day. Not just on Sunday. If we're claiming to have this spiritual life on the inside that we're living, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. All this other stuff. Well, why don't you walk in it? Glory to God. Let your walk match your talk. Amen. Let us walk in the Spirit. And let us not be desirous of vain. Somebody say vain. Glory provoking one another to anger. Hallelujah. Isn't it good? How many are ready to see Jesus move once again? How many are glad to see what God's about to do? Amen. I'm in for the long haul. I'm in for the ride. Amen. God is a good God, and I'm excited about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you walk in the Spirit, it's just a decision. Walk in the Spirit. You won't, amen, you won't desire the lust of the flesh. Amen. It's just easy when you decide, I'm going to let God take complete control. I'm going to trust the Holy Ghost to lead me and to guide me. Amen. I'm going to butt out of his business. Amen. It'll get much easier when you die. When you crucify the flesh, things get a lot easier. Amen. Hallelujah. And you just decide what God wants to do. And I believe this is the kind of people that God's raising up in this last hour. Hallelujah. And I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited about it. And I'm not afraid to tell the truth, and neither are you. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Hallelujah. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. We believe in the power of God. We believe in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We decide to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Amen. We have no confidence in the flesh whatsoever. But Lord, we trust your grace. We trust your anointing. Lord, we trust your power. Lord, we are totally committed unto you, Father God. Lord, thank you for these precious, 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 precious people that are here tonight. People that you called out by name. Thank you, God. Father, I thank you that they're saved. Every last one of them in this room tonight is saved, Father God. And you did it. God, you did it. Let them know how great that salvation is, Lord. And let them know that there's more out there, Father God. There is more out there. Lord, they thank you that they're saved. They're not like anybody else. They're separated. They're peculiar people, Father God. They're hungering more and more and more and more for you every day. God, tell them how great this salvation is that they possess. Let them shout for joy, Father God. Thank God I'm saved. Not like what I used to be. Not like anybody else. Amen. I'm a strange thing, glory God. I'm a peculiar person in Jesus' name. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. I'm just not confessing Jesus from my mouth. He's on the inside of me. I'm saved. Glory to God. Let the saints say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And I believe that's what's about to happen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let them know that being saved is more than just a mental asset, Father God, or a mental frame of mind, Father God. But it's something supernatural. That means they're under the lordship of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Oh God, we surrender everything to you, Father God. Everything to you, oh God. And let it grow, Father God. Let this thing happen, Father God. Let it happen. Let it roll in the name of Jesus, Father God. Save your people, Father God. Oh Father God, bless your inheritance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, save your people and bless your inheritance in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, give them an anointing, oh God, to make a difference. Glory to God. Let people see something supernatural and something different about them, Father. Let them know it's not something they read in the book, Father God, but it's something that only you could do in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving us, God. Thank you for saving us, Holy Ghost. Thank you for saving us and setting us free. Lord, we thank you for saving us. You did it. Hallelujah. We're saved. We're saved. We're saved in the name of Jesus and glad about it. And we're not going to turn around. We're not going to turn around. Glory to God. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Confess this. Say, I don't feel. Say, I don't feel. No ways tired. Glory to God. Say it. I'm ready and excited for what God's about to do. Glory to God. Ramana. Say, I'm full of the Holy Ghost and the power of his might. God is moving in my life. The anointing is alive and fresh on me in the name of Jesus. And things are getting better every day. Glory to God. I've got the Holy Ghost. Say it. Say, I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And even my mind is renewed and wanting to run for Jesus. Glory to God. I got a mind to live right. You better thank God for that. If you got a mind to do the right thing, you better thank God. Amen. That you got a mind to stick in there. Hallelujah. If you're in your right mind, you need to bless the Lord. Because there are a lot of crazy, messed up people out there. Amen. But thank God he's renewed your mind and changed your mind set with the renewing of the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I got my head on straight in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Yes, 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 yes. Foundations, 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 foundations. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I think you need to stomp your feet and say, devil, you didn't move me from my place. Glory to God. I think you need to stomp your place and thank God that the devil didn't move you from your place in Jesus' name. Say, I'm still here. Glory to God. I'm still standing. Glory to God. The winds have blown and waves have come, but I'm still here in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You need to be excited. Many have fallen away. Many have fallen away. Many have been deceived. Many have been destructed. Many, 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 many. But by the grace of God, you're still standing with the right mind. Amen. Glory to God. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and that's the grace of God. That's the grace of God. That's the grace of, you know how many people are religiously screwed up right now? People that believe the things that you used to believe and trust in and walk in, glory to God, but they're messed up. But the Holy Ghost, not your friends, not me, it's the Holy Ghost that's kept you. Amen. Even when you would have gone astray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I think you need to tell the devil, say, devil, in the name of Jesus, the Lord raises up a standard against you in Jesus' name. There will be Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, sanctified, word teaching churches with dedicated, on fire for God, sincere believers in the house that will pray in the Holy Ghost, that will shout, that will dance, that will worship. They won't be afraid to be what God wants them to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, which will cause that thing to remain stable. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. The devil's trying to do something. Glory to God. But God's got a plan. Glory to God. God's got a plan. God's got a way. Hallelujah. God's got a plan. Hallelujah. And it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Bring it to the Babara Ashibra Baba Dovretica Samaha. He's our Savior and He's our Deliverer. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Revival in the name of Jesus. Revival, revive our faith. Revive the faith movement, oh God. Revive Pentecost in the name of Jesus. Revive the Holy Ghost, Father God. Revive passion again in the name of Jesus. We call for revival over this nation in the name of Jesus. Fire in Jesus' name. Dedicated saints in Jesus' name. Wake up, Holy Ghost. We revive preachers, Father God. Preachers that are ready to tell the truth, Father God. And not be held subject, Father God, to boards and people that control, Father God. But strong believers in the name of Jesus that will teach the truth, Father God. That won't be afraid of radio broadcasts, Father God, or Hank Hanegraaffs or anybody else, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Revival in the name of Jesus. Revival in the name of Jesus. Devil, back up! Fire in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Revival across this land in the name of Jesus. Revival across this land. Hallelujah. God bless this nation with revival. Supernatural Holy Ghost revival. Here on the 4th of July, Father God, we're praying, oh God, for a move from heaven in Jesus' name. We need you, Jesus. We need the Holy Ghost, Father God. We need a move from heaven in Jesus' name. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let the weak stand strong in Jesus' name. Let the weak stand strong in Jesus' name. Let the weak stand strong in Jesus' name. Let the weak stand strong and separated in the name of Jesus. Fire, 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 fire in the name of Jesus. Fire in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We pray for a Holy Ghost revival over the Congress in Jesus' name. A Holy Ghost revival over the Senate in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost revival over the executive offices in Jesus' name. Revival in the name of Jesus. In every state, in every city, Father God. In every school, in the name of Jesus. Revival, Father God. Revival in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke the spirit of control, Father God, in Jesus' name. Break those bondages, Father God, in Jesus' name. And set the captives free. And we speak a word of liberty over this nation. Liberty over the nation. Freedom in the spirit of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Let them fulfill their God-given destiny, Father God. Let your will be done in this nation, Father God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That bondage, that spirit of control, we break it in the name of Jesus. We break it in the name of Jesus. That lie from the pit of hell, it's broken in the name of Jesus. Let the truth prevail in Jesus' name. We cancel out the plan of the devil. I don't care how good it looks. We cancel it out and we let the plan of God prevail in Jesus' name. The plan of God prevail. The plan of God prevail. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Labadu shikanahanda. Thank you, Father. 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 Your plan's bigger. Your plan's greater. Ho ho. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the anointing. Yes to your will, O God. Yes to your will, O God. Yes to your will, O God. Yes, Father. Yes to your direction. Yes to your plan. Every day we will walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, in the spirit, oh God, in everything that we do, Father God, in everything that we buy, oh God, hallelujah, every turn we take, your spirit, your Holy Ghost, your anointing, in the name of Jesus, deliver us from ourselves in Jesus' name. Renew our mind in the name of Jesus. We receive that anointing right now in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Spirit of boldness in the name of Jesus. Teach us not to be distracted, but to be focused, O God. To be focused, O God. To be focused, O God. To be focused, O Father. And to be discerning, O God. To be discerning, O God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, prosper your plan in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the church, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the house of God. Thank you for the church of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ramanana, thank you for the liberty that the Holy Ghost brings. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Ramanana, we acknowledge you in our nation. Thank you, Jesus. Set somebody free in Jesus' name. Woo! Shackles break in Jesus' name. Opportunities come in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. From thank you, Jesus. I just feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. I'm hot and burning, just about burning up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Paul's prepared communion for us. Thank God we got all believers tonight. Hallelujah. If you're not a believer, you don't need to take communion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, shalabarosh samahan. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You got the bread? Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah here. You condemn these lights in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Something's good's going to happen. Something good, just keep praying the Holy Ghost. Something good's going to happen. Something good's going to happen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it good to be in God's house? Keep praying. Let's sing this. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together. Bind us together with love. Is that it? Come on. Help me, Jesse. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together. What are you, Chris? Do you want to come and help us? Do you know it? Anybody know that? Come on. I just hear that in my spirit. Come on, Paul. You know it? Come on. You know it? Come on up and sing. I just sense that something. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with love. Let's sing it. Bind us! Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us that cannot be broken.
Together, Lord, bind us. Together with bind us. Together with love.
Sing it.
Bind us
Do it again. That's what we need. Bind us.
Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with love.
Bind us together.
Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with
one more time, pray it, bind us.
Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together.
One more time, is that right?
Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love. There is only one God. There is only one body. That is why we sing.
Bind us.
Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with.
There is only one God.
There is only one God.
There's only one King.
There is only one King.
There's one body.
There is only one body. That is why we sing.
Bind us.
Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us. Cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together.
There is only one God.
There is only one God. There is only one King. There is only one man. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords, cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, bind us together.
There is only one God.
Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords cannot be broken. Bind us together. us together with love. Bind us together with love. Bind us together with love.
The Bible says, by this will all men know that they are Christians, by their love for one another. We need a move from heaven to bind us together with love. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence just one more time. Lord, we thank you, Father. Thank you for this wonderful life that you give us to live. And we thank you for salvation. Father, we remember your word where you said you'd be with us even until the end of time, that you'd never leave us nor forsake us. So Father, tonight we acknowledge your presence through the power of the Holy Ghost. We ask you to touch the hearts of your people, Father God, as they honor you, Father God, by taking communion tonight, Father. And Father God, we thank you that the blood of Jesus washes us from all sin and shame. And Father, we commit to you tonight as we cut this covenant with you, that we won't neglect this great salvation that you've given us, but that we'll walk in the Spirit day by day and moment by moment. We won't take the things of God lightly. Oh, but we'll take them so seriously, Father God. We'll put you on a high priority list, Father God, at the top. And as they were gathered in one place, Jesus took the bread and he broke that bread. When he said, "This is my body, take it and eat." And he broke the bread and gave it to him. And this represents brokenness right now. So everybody just break your own bread right now. Thank you, Father. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. He said, "Take this and eat in remembrance of me." Father God, we acknowledge that you paid much too high a price for us. Thank you for salvation. Jesus died for us. He gave his life. Why can't you give yours? Thank you, Father. I want to live for you, Father God, day by day and moment by moment. I want to learn to love you more. He took the cup and he lifted it up and he blessed it. And that cup represents the blood of Jesus that washes us whiter than snow. Glory to God. No matter what you've done, his blood cleanses us from all sin. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Lord, we want you to wash us tonight and make us whiter than snow. Why don't you take that cup and drink it tonight? And that blood washes you whiter than snow. Somebody say, "Thank God for holiness." Wash me, Lord, and I shall be whiter than snow. Holy, holy.
whiter than snow.
Why don't you just pray that God just, that you live holy,
whiter than snow. If you wash me, I shall be whiter than snow.
Think whiter.
Mighty rushing river move over me.
Yeah, let your water.
And let your waters wash me clean.
Mighty rushing river.
Mighty rushing river move over me.
Yeah, let your waters.
And let your waters wash me clean.
Mighty rushing river of blood from Jesus.
Mighty rushing river move over me. And let your waters wash me clean.
Mighty rushing river.
Mighty rushing river move over me. And let your waters wash me clean.
Oh, wind from heaven.
Oh, wind from heaven blowing strong. I spread my wings. I spread my wings. You carry me.
Oh, wind from heaven.
Oh, wind from heaven blowing strong. I spread my wings. I spread my wings. You carry me. I spread my wings. I spread my wings. You carry me. Carry me. Spring up a well within my soul, and let your living waters flow.
Spring up a well.
Spring up a well within my soul,
and let your living,
and let your living waters flow.
Spring up a well.
Spring up a well within my soul,
and let your living,
and let your living waters flow.
Spring up a well.
Spring up the well within my soul,
and let your living,
and let your living waters flow.
Spring up a well.
Spring up a well within my soul,
and let your living,
and let your living waters flow.
Mighty rushing river move over me,
and let your waters wash me clean.
Mighty rushing river,
mighty rushing river move over me, and let your waters wash all wind from heaven, oh wind from heaven blowing.
I spread my wings,
I spread my wings, I spread my wings, you carry me. I spread my wings, you carry me.
I walk in the Spirit,
yes I will. I spread my wings, you carry me.
I spread my wings,
I spread my wings,
I spread my wings,
I spread my wings. I spread my wings,
I spread my wings,
I spread my wings. I spread my wings,
I spread my wings,
I spread my wings. Spread my wings, you carry me. I spread my wings, you carry me. Carry me. Carry me. carry me. Carry me.
Krista, would you receive tonight's offering? Some of you get to go to see fireworks now. Isn't it good to go after you've been in the presence of God? Jesse, you can come out of there if you want to. How do you just feel like praying for somebody? Finish. Let's sing it. We're finished, y'all.
Praise, praise, praise the Lord.
Okay. We'll work it. Don't worry. We'll get it. Ready, everybody? Come on.
Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Praise, praise, praise the Lord.
We'll get it, Paul.
Praise, praise, praise the Lord. 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 Amazing grace and sweet the sound.
You're supposed to say that.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. 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 Praise, praise the Lord. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Praise, praise, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Will, you got some good old rock and roll music for us back there or something? Or anything will do. Y'all gonna miss these fireworks. Thank you for calling Nations Church. Huh? Yes, he is, Mrs. Willie.
Oh, Jesse, it's your dad.
Girl's a trip, isn't she?